Imagine if statisticians decided to take a few ounces off the official gallon or make a mile a few feet longer. Today, the headline measure of the economy gets an overhaul.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We'll have the global perspective on business and economics in just a sec. But first, the U.S. Commerce Department today is changing some of the building blocks of its headline-grabbing measure of the economy, the gross domestic product, which comes out later this morning. From now on, things like research and development, books, and box office hits are going to count toward answering the question, is America's economy growing or slowing? Gigi Duban reports.
Say what you will about the show South Park, but as a long-running series, it's a vital part of our future economic growth. Just ask Alexander Field, an economic historian at Santa Clara University.
Creating a blockbuster film or a television show that will continue to earn royalties or go into syndication in the future is a valuable asset for the economy.
Another big change, research and development. Say when a business invests in a new drug or computer technology, will now count toward GDP. That's a good thing, says Melissa Thomason. She teaches economics at Miami University.
And research and development are things that in the long run, you know, hopefully may make us more productive.
But she doesn't think the bump in GDP from adding entertainment is as valuable.
Especially to the extent that we're measuring, you know, royalties on something that's already going on.
The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis says it'll get some of that info from trade sources, and it'll extrapolate some of the rest, going all the way back to 1929. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Now let's do the global numbers. The Nikkei index in Japan had a strong Tuesday but reversed itself today, falling 1.5%. The FT 100 in London is up 0.75% now. Turning from global to the U.S., NASDAQ, Dow, and S&P futures are up right now. The Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee is meeting today. And if they say anything that moves markets, it should happen after 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific time. Running a car or truck on compressed natural gas, something America produces a lot of these days, is equivalent to paying somewhere between $1 a gallon and $3 a gallon for gasoline. Since gasoline tends to cost something closer to $4 a gallon, using natural gas can make economic sense, which leads us to Ford, which says today that it'll begin selling its popular F-150 pickup trucks that have been specially set up to run on compressed natural gas. The option's been available on heavier trucks from GM and Chrysler. The cost of conversion to natural gas for the Ford truck is as much as $9,500.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Here's a truly awful advertising tagline that would go nowhere on Madison Avenue. We make driving boring again, or we make smartphones boring again. But is it possible what Wall Street needs is this slogan, we make banking boring again? We turn now to Senator Angus King of Maine, the independent who's been working with some prominent Democrats and Republicans to bring some boredom to banking 5 years after the great financial collapse. Senator, you're worried this could happen again?
Yeah, I am. And I think there are a couple of threads left unattended to in the actions that took place. The major reaction to the financial was Dodd-Frank.
That was, of course, the financial reform law passed in 2009 that got at some of this.
Right. But it's essentially a regulatory solution. It's, you know, let's pass regulations. And by the way, a lot of the regulations, David, I got to tell you, are having a negative impact without any corresponding public benefit, particularly at smaller banks. So I've co-sponsored along with an unlikely group, Elizabeth Warren, John McCain, Angus King, and Maria Cantwell from Washington, the 21st Century Glass-Steagall Act, which fundamentally separates investment banking and hedge funds and that kind of activity from regular commercial banking. This was the law in the country for 70 years, from 1933, and then it started to get whittled down by the Fed, and then finally was repealed in 1999. And I just think it was a fundamental mistake.
But of course, it would have the effect of breaking up some of these big banks, do the investment banking part, trading on your own account part.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a bank that takes depositors' money, you think that should be a different company.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not arguing it was the sole problem in 2008. But I think looking forward, it's just inevitable that you have this sort of built-in conflict where your deposits are insured and then you've got the whole too big to fail thing. Somebody said our goal is to make banking boring again.
Yeah, some people call it narrow banking. But bringing back Depression-era distinction seems a little retro.
Well, hey, Mark Twain once said, history doesn't always repeat itself, but it usually rhymes. You know, the real problem, David, is that so many innocent people are hurt by this. I mean, there are thousands of people in Maine who still are out of work because of decisions made in Wall Street and Washington and, you know, the big cities. And that's just not fair. And it seems to me I don't see any downside to this, frankly. And
I mean, it's going to be a challenge. Powerful financial services companies are not going to take this lying down. They're going to say we're making profits again. It's okay. They paid back the bailout money. Why are you picking on us?
No, I think they're going to come into town and say, Angus, you've got a great idea. You and Elizabeth and John McCain, we're for you. You know, I don't think
if that happens,
I have a bridge to sell you. No, it will be, of course. And, you know, when we first proposed it, I thought, well, OK, this is a good idea. But we've gotten a lot of support. I think the public understands this and thinks it's a good idea. I think it's got a lot more political oomph to it than I would have said even 2 weeks ago.
Angus King, independent from Maine. Senator King, thank you very much.
Great to be with you, David, as always.
And it's not former Congressman Anthony Weiner's biggest problem, but now he has a former intern complaining in public. Weiner's running for mayor of New York despite a sexting scandal. But now the campaign's been forced to respond to a piece written by a former campaign intern who claims the Weiner campaign hired incompetence and, get this, that Weiner often forgot the first names of the interns, which has never before happened in the sprawling history of interns in America. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.